This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D and Professor D on the mic over there. Pulling strings, making things happen. Before the break, we were listening to Devin, local, but mostly national news. And he was giving us several different stories here that I'm very interested in. He got me fired up, actually, to be honest with you. I'm ready just to slap Jim right in the mouth. That's how I feel.
I got $20. I like to see that.
No, hey, man. It's down. Down with it.
So I get a cut. Need a cut.
Need a cut, man. So what's going on? What's the next story up for?
So, you know, Hillary Clinton, as much as
really?
I...
why, dude? Why? Why do you waste time and space and just airtime with Hillary? Why?
Well, as much as I detest...
You must not, because you talk about her a lot, dude.
She's winning.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Let me ask winning. You a serious question. Do you like Hillary Clinton?
No.
Are you voting for Hillary Clinton?
No.
Do we have to talk about her?
Yes. So there is as much of the stuff that I don't agree with Hillary about, there is one thing. There is one thing that I do agree with Hillary on. And this is the libertarian side of me. And I've made my views known here on the station. You know, I've never used drugs before in any way, shape, or form. Do I think that they should that some drugs should be legalized? Absolutely. You know, do I think that recreational use of drugs, should you be penalized? Should you go to jail for recreational use? Should be you go to jail for because you're addicted to certain drugs because you're the user? No. Why? Because I'm a person for personal freedom. I'm a person for personal responsibility. As long as what you do doesn't impede my personal freedoms, you're fine.
Or anybody else's.
Or anyone else's. Absolutely. But it's just like with alcohol. I'm fine. You know, you want to drink alcohol, you want to get drunk. That's fine. That is on you completely. But once you get on the road, you're going to be held criminally responsible for your actions. Now, that being said, when we're dealing with the war on drugs, one of the things that Hillary has said, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, completely, our jails are filled with people that are in there for non-violent drug use. Our court systems are tied up. We've spent millions, probably billions of dollars on people that have used drugs that are addicted to it. And the problem is you go and you stick some money in prison, they're not being treated. We're using taxpayer money, taxpayer time, taxpayer everything else. We're using up valuable space for the people, the rapists and murders and the drug dealers, the people that are causing the symptoms here, instead of going in and taking these people that are nonviolent criminals or nonviolent offenders and actually getting them the treatment that they need so they can get off the dependencies for the drugs. And so, that's where I agree with Hillary.
So you and I have had this conversation before. And I actually agree with the thought process too, but I'm going to give you a different perspective, okay? Why not just let them out? We don't hold anybody accountable for their actions anymore because that's the philosophy of the new generation.
You're holding
Let's
them
not
accountable.
Let's hold anybody accountable.
You're holding them accountable, you know? You're not saying, hey, drugs are legal, drugs are whatever else. What you're saying is, hey, instead of us throwing you in prison, putting you in jail, three strikes and you're out, we're going to go in and we're going to take that same amount of money that we're going to spend for you to take up valuable space in our jails, valuable space in our prison system, and we're going to take that and we're going to help you get the help that you need besides going in and getting in jail and being raped by prison buddy Bob.
And I agree with that too, but I think it's the manner in which you do it and the philosophy behind it is what, I don't know, distinguishes the difference between where you're going. Like me personally, you know what? You're a drug user. Great. You're breaking the law. You continue to break the law. You know what you're going to do? You're going to work. You're gonna work your tail off. You're gonna work every single day in the hot sun, picking up trash off the road. You're gonna be tied on a chain line with every other drug user, and you're gonna have a sign that says "I like drugs" and put it on your back. You're gonna learn your lesson because you're gonna suffer the consequences. The other philosophy. And how we
do
that.
They've kind of gone away with the chain gangs.
Well, I'm just saying, as an example.
In the hot box.
They need to be working. They need to be out in the...
It was like, bring back the hot box, man. That's awesome.
Bring back... Hey, listen. Put them in the fields and let's grow food to feed the hungry with these people. Let's utilize for what we have. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to set them up in a little apartment in probably the worst part of town because that's all the government's going to be able to want to afford for one person. You're going to have a social worker that's going to be paid that's going to have to check in on them. They're not going to be working. They're going to have to be getting the money per month to live off of, and then they're going to be required to go to counseling so many times a day. So basically, they're going to be a useless waste of society, and they're not going to contribute in any productive way.
I think it ultimately depends on how they're going to on how you do this.
Yeah. I agree with the part about we have too many people.
How do you go about this? You know, well, here's an idea. You know, and Neil Bortz back when he was on WSB. You know, he had this great idea for homeless. You know, we have all these military bases that are vacant.
Yes,
they're not being used. We'll go in and you reopen these military bases. You redo them. You put them. You take all the people that are homeless. You put them on this military base. Let them get the treatment. Let them get the help they need. They're not homeless anymore. They have a place there. They can be there. They can grow their food. They can have jobs. They can learn trade.
That's what I like.
You can do exactly the same type of thing with people that are with drug users, stuff like that. People that are abusing drugs, instead of going and sending them to prison, put them into a place to where they can get the treatment, they can get the help that they need, they can learn a trade. Maybe they've dropped out of school. Maybe they've never gotten their GED.
Maybe their home life was terrible. Maybe they were a product of their environment. We don't know, but I don't think we should reward people.
Well, you're not rewarding what you're doing is you're helping them get the help that they need
because I'm good with that.
The problem is when they go to prison and they go to this stuff, what happens when they get out? They go right back to it.
Yep. Some of these people, too, have had attempts made to try and help them.
You're absolutely right.
You got to want to help yourself.
But at the same, like I said, at the same time, I don't feel that personal use of drugs should be criminalized.
No, but what happens with personal use of drugs is the situation that it ends up taking them to that put them in jail in the first place. They stole something. They were breaking the law, okay, which is what eventually they they have all these drugs on them.
You know why drugs technically aren't really legal? You want to know why?
Because they're man-made?
No.
But
because the federal government hasn't really figured out a way to where they can really tax them. I mean, that's the real reason.
But I mean, at the end of the day, most of the people that are in for drugs are in because they injured somebody else. It's not because they found, you know, an ounce of marijuana in their car when they got pulled over and they're not serving years and years.
If you're a DUI person and you're drinking and driving or you're drug using and you get in a car accident and you kill someone's family member and then you're in jail.
Well, absolutely, you should be in jail for that. But I mean,
it's the same thing.
But
though,
if you go and you get pulled over and you don't, you're not on drugs. Maybe you bought some. Maybe you've got it in your car. Maybe you're going to go home to use your drugs or whatever else like that. And they go and they find it in your car and they go, oh, well, this is a felony. You have enough here for a felony. And now you've tied up the court system. Yeah. You've tied up the time.
I agree with that.
Were you a violent criminal?
They say intent to distribute
that's just a ploy to get the arrest. Number of arrests they need and conviction.
Well, the reality is there's so much money that's tied up in the war on drugs here that the federal government spends. There's so many people that benefit from this that they're not going to decriminalize.
All I'm going to say is one thing. You could have did that same story without saying Hillary Clinton.
Hey. She's the one, and she
let,
she
put, let alone she saying that he agrees with Hillary Clinton.
Yep. Next.
So, next. Speaking of drug use.
Yes.
You would think that some school officials in Gardendale, Alabama, may be on something. Potentially. Potentially.
Well, what did they do?
And so, you know, I understand. You know, I had a conversation with my wife, Sheila, about this type of stuff. And you know, she told me, you know, the problem that schools have is ways to get the parents' attention. Because they'll go and they'll send home notes. The parents don't read the folders. They'll send emails. Parents don't read the emails. They'll go and they'll call them on the phone. They'll leave a message, and the parents don't listen to that. So the other way that they go in is they use stamps, and they will stamp a child's arm. Well, in this case, this Alabama father is a little bit frustrated because his son's elementary school sent the boy home with a stamp on his arm. It was a little smiley face. You can see the stamp right there. See that?
Yes,
smiley face. And it says below, he thought it might have like a nice little message on there, but what did it say below the smiley face?
I don't know. You tell us.
I need lunch money. So that was the stand. That was the brand that this Alabama school, and they've done this in other different schools, you know, around the country, just a way to get parents' attention. But you know, there's other schools out there. One principal actually had gotten fired because she protested this so much with the school board that they actually let her go. But yeah, I mean, this do I don't think I personally I would get pissed off if my child came home with a stamp. You know, they put some type of ink stamp, because I don't let my kids draw on their hands or any of that kind of stuff. I don't like that. But let alone put a stamp on their arm.
This is weird, Devin.
It's just kids
expressing themselves.
It is what it is. If they do it, it's one thing. If someone else does it to them, it's something else. How's that? Is that a little bit better for you?
No, it's still weird.
Okay.
Well, you know, in that case is make sure your kids got lunch money. You know what will happen.
Well, here's my question. Does it say whether or not the father...
He said that was the first notification that he's received.
I'm going to
disagree with that. But I just want to know if he actually put money in the kid's account.
I don't know.
See, that's the question. Because, see, you know, like in most things in our society these days, people overlook the main point. So I wonder if this guy, how long it took him to actually put some money in there. I wonder how many more days after the kid went back to school and still didn't have no lunch money. And he's in there in the office complaining.
Because this made national news, they probably forgave it.
And that's my point. They still didn't get the lunch money.
But the principal said that the school will no longer use stamps for Bivens' son and any other student whose parents object, saying that we want to communicate in a way that our parents are happy with.
I think, you know, you don't have to put it on the kid. That's a little... That's branding, and that's pretty bad. I think you should put it on, you know, their paperwork.
It's like putting a stamp on a kid that says, I'm with stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dunce. Well, maybe pin something to the outside of their book bag or something, or some kind of note.
Pin it on their back.
Every kid has an agenda. No. The school should not have to do that. All the school should have to do is open up the agenda, put a stamp in there, put a note. Hang on a second. You're going to like this. And then let them go without – let them take it home. They don't pay. The kid comes. He doesn't have anything. You know what you do is you call the parent up on the phone. You have the lady in the office. Hey, we went ahead and gave him a lunch today because we didn't want him to be hungry. But we sent the note home 3 days ago. Every day for the last 3 days, and he needs to have lunch money.
Yeah, because I mean, I can tell you this firsthand, man. The agendas and stuff like that. Parents don't look at that stuff. They don't even look to see or check to see if kids even have homework. I mean, they don't. They just don't look at any kind of correspondence at all.
We've talked about this before on the show as well. We talk about how the parents just seem to leave parenting up to the schools, and that's sad. That's a tragedy.
It is.
Last but not least,
Hillary Clinton. Oh
no, no. We we're all saddened about the story down in Florida. It's crazy because you had three huge sensational stories that has happened down in Florida really within the last week.
Right.
You had the singer from The Voice that was crazy.
She was crazy.
A crazed fan came up there and shot her, and then her brother tackled the guy, and the guy went and shot himself. And then you had the mass shooting in Orlando. Then we had this gator story that happened in Disney, all in the same city, making national and international news.
In so, the same weekend.
In the same, yeah. It was, oh, wow. That was just crazy. Absolutely nuts. Well, little did we know that the child that was attacked by a gator has happened before.
What?
Yes. It has happened before.
Is it the same Mysis gator?
No, it's not the same Mysis
gator. I can tell you it's not the same gator, because that one's been euthanized.
So, this gentleman by the name of Paul Santamaria, he said that he was just 8 years old. This happened 30 years ago. He and his family had traveled to Fort Wilderness Campground back in 1986 for a Disney vacation. And he said, we were just excited to go to Disney World. And they were playing by one of the little lagoons there. And he said it happened in slow motion. He said the alligator just came out of the water kind of sideways, swinging its head, and it hit him. Knocked him down. And it said, once it hit the ground, it turned its head sideways, grabbed my leg, and from there it started to thrash me around, pulling me and try to get me into the water. He said his sisters grabbed his arms, his brothers began hitting the gator and kicked his and then kicked his leg free. So it has a picture on here of him, you know, there in the hospital. It has Mickey Mouse and Cinderella there, you know, over him. And but let's see if I can, if you can see that. Well,
and Lifetime passes to Disney World.
Yeah. And
oh no.
But
there's no way.
But you know, and one of the things that he said was, is he said, you know, when he heard about this, he said it brought up all these terrible memories. He said, you know, this haunted me for years. You know, gave him nightmares. He said for years he didn't want to go camping. Didn't like going near the water. He was afraid of all this stuff. He never slept in his own bed. And he's like, he said, you know, he was haunted by these memories. And, you know, from this story, he says it brought all back. And he says that what angered me was that the officials came out and said, this has never happened before. When 30 years ago, it happened before. So, there you go.
Well, another reason I hate Disney with a passion.
Because of all the gators.
Well, I mean, it's just Florida stuff just like that.
Because
man.
Of the gators.
Gators it's just suck. Stuff like that. But, you know, then you think, well, you know.
I don't even like people that like gators.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, gators are terrible.
They're pretty terrible.
I think what we should do is pretty much get rid of every gator there is.
I have
solid
my,
logic.
I have my GHD. Solid plan. Do you have your GHD? Do you have your GHD, your gator hater degree?
I got my gator hater degree.
Wow, that was clever.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what it's like to be a gator hater.
Some people even wear jean shorts.
Hey, yeah. So, you know, I tell you right now, I'm surprised that Jim don't have a pair of mandals. Okay? His cut off jean shorts.
Everybody.
A shirt that's way too short and small for him with a natty light inside of a koozie.
Listen, everybody hates a winner. I mean, when you just constantly get beat every year, I'd hate them too. But, you know, it is what it is, guys. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the last 5 years for the 48ers?
He's not.
I'm sorry.
He's not.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's not referring to those. You know what's going to be great this year? Don't the Gators play the Hurricanes?
No.
No, they should.
No. No, they don't.
Because ACC, SEC, I can't wait to see Miami just
they
start
might
rolling.
In the College Baseball World Series.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a possibility. That's a possibility.
Hey, didn't Georgia beat Florida softball to advance to the College World Series?
They did.
Walk off home run.
Aren't they out?
They're out.
Yeah.
They didn't make it far.
Auburn then LSU dispatched of the Lady Bulldogs. Yeah.
They made it. Yep.
And that was a good team they had too. Yeah. That was a good team they had. All right, so let's move into sports. Let's get the sports doctor.
I think we just got into sports.
Since we got him rowdy. You know, let's get him there and see where he's at. What should we take a break first? Should we not? Yes?
Yeah, maybe? Yeah. Let's
no?
let's do
the
that.
The consensus
let's take
is
a break.
Do you concur, Doctor?
I concur.
Do you concur, yeah, Doctor?
I concur.
Doctor concurs.
Yes.
Professor D concur.
When we come back, we're getting to sports and much, much more on the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.